With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Kamala Harris is promoting a broad set of economic proposals she claims will offer new tax breaks and lower the cost of living for Americans. Experts beg to differ.
Take the housing plans, for example. Increasing demand for housing by providing buyers with these subsidies is only going to increase prices.
Heritage Foundation public finance economist E.J. Antony. He tells the Salem Radio Network that Harris appears to be appealing to her base when it comes to tax cuts.
The only people who would actually see a tax reduction if they allowed the Trump tax reform to expire would be very wealthy individuals, high income earners in high tax states.
Those planning to protest during the Democrat National Convention are at odds with Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. An attorney representing the group filed an emergency injunction to stop the city from activating restrictions. Organizers say the city is banning stages and platforms, portable toilets, tents, and sound equipment. City officials say the changes are needed due to multiple groups planning to protest. Also at SRNnews.com, Pakistan's health ministry says it's identified its first case of monkeypox this year, days after the World Health Organization declared it a global health emergency.
Pakistan's health ministry have said more tests are needed to determine whether the patient had a new variant of the virus. The new case in Pakistan comes a day after Sweden identified the first case of a person with the more infectious form of Mpox. The more contagious variant was first seen in eastern Congo, and the World Health Organization recently declared the outbreaks there and elsewhere in Africa to be a global emergency. I'm Karen Chemas.
Hurricane Ernesto nearing Bermuda as officials open shelters and close government offices. The Category 2 storm has maximum sustained winds of 100 miles an hour. This is SRN News. Another controversy at Facebook. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
Richard Dawkins is a prominent British atheist, but he's also a scientist and does not accept transgenderism. He recently pointed out how transgenderism violates the rules of science, and his Facebook account was abruptly suspended. He says Facebook never gave him a reason for the 11-day suspension, but he believes it was because of his transgender statements. Facebook later blamed the suspension on ill-defined technical difficulties. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana Supreme Court has ruled that minors don't need their parents' permission to get an abortion in the state. The unanimous decision agrees with a lower court ruling that found the parental consent law violates the privacy clause in the state constitution. The ruling comes as an initiative to ask voters if they want to amend the state constitution to enshrine abortion is expected to be on the Montana ballot in November. This is SRN News. There's some trouble for the mayor of the Big Apple.
Federal prosecutors have issued subpoenas to Mayor Eric Adams, his campaign arm, and City Hall in a probe into the Democrats' 2021 run. Adams says he has done nothing wrong, adding his team is cooperating fully. At issue, the feds requested information about the mayor's schedule, his overseas travel, and potential connections to the Turkish government. Jason Walker reporting.
No swimming allowed this weekend at beaches in Brooklyn and Queens due to Hurricane Ernesto. Predictions of dangerous rip currents and 6-foot swells led to that decision. Lifeguards will be on duty and enforcement staff will be on patrol to make sure nobody gets in the water. House Republicans launching an investigation into Democrat vice presidential nominee Tim Walz and his connections to China. More details at SRNnews.com.